Simen Shin Mem Hey Tis Alis. Alba Lishui Isli Shabbos. One of the Lamites Melachos on Shabbos is Hoytzor V'Haknosa, to take from a public domain to a private or the other way around. And there are four Lishuis that are relevant to this issue. The first one is Lishus HaYochid, which is a private domain, Lishus HaRam, the public domain. Kamalus is a Raisa, it is not a Lishus HaRabin and not a Lishus HaYochid. But the Rabbanon, they gave it a status of a Shusha Rabin, and Mokum Batur is a place that even the Rabbanon remains with, that is not any type of Rishus. Basically, if it's Mokum Batur, you can take from any Rishus into that area. Siv Beis, Rishusha Yochid. So, what are the dimensions of Rishusha Yochid? Mokum Mukav Mechitis Gevaisa Tzor Tzvachim, Yeshba Abba Tzvachim, Abba Tzvachim, or Yoisa. The area which is surrounded by Mechitis, doesn't tell us yet how many mechitas you have to have. We'll see later. But it has to be surrounded by mechitas, and the area that is enclosed in mechitas has to be 4 by 4 tefachim. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that we'll see in Sifrei Test that the area enclosed has to be 4 by 4. You don't count the thickness of the mechita themselves, the namastav. That is the opinion of most of the Rishonim. But there's Rishonim, like Rashi, that holds that even the width of the mechita is a mitzvah, is a chiddush. That even though the area enclosed is less than 4x4, that if you put a platform on top of it, then you would have 4x4, that's good enough. In between opinion of the Rashi, that says that the mechitas are wide, and it's a normal thing to put a platform on top of the mechitas and use the on top of the mechitas, then we do count the thickness of the mechitas as part of the 4x4. If not, the thin walls, which normally wouldn't put something on top of it, or the made out of some weak material, you would never put a platform on top and use that, and then the earring closed has to be 4x4 by itself without the walls. Now, there's one other problem over here. We said that this in-between opinion says that the 4x4 is including the mechitzah, because you could put something on top of it. But if you put something on top of it, you won't be using the area enclosed in the mechitzah. How does that work? It seems to be a little bit contradictory. So it says, then Elchanan, the Rebbeim said, that which you say, that if you could put something on top of the Shusha Yochid, that's talking about the top of the walls. Because the top of the walls can be set up in a fashion that you'll add this platform to them, and it will be Shusha Yochid. But the area in between the mechitzahs is not considered Shusha Yochid, it's not 4x4. Okay, so there are many opinions, but once again, the general idea is that Rishus HaYochid has to be 4x4, and we just had a discussion if you count the walls also. Now, it doesn't have to be Zafka if a place is just surrounded by walls. There's another situation. If there's a hole in the ground, then also if it has a dimension of 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim deep, that constitutes the walls, the size of the, from the bottom of the hole going up to the top. And welcome that whole pitch, etc., is considered Shusha Yochid. Another situation is you have a mound or some type of big platform which is 4x4 Tvachim and 10 Tvachim above the ground. Even though you're standing on the top, you have no mechitzas around you, your mechitzas are underneath you, but since you're in an area which is separated from the Shusha Rabban by 10 Tvachim, that is good enough to be considered Shusha Yochid. What happens if a mound does not have walls that are at a 90-degree angle? They're at less than 90-degree angle. When is it considered that you still have a wall? So we see that just the road is going on a slant upwards, in which case you don't have mechitzas. So the rule is it has to be that if it goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amas in the length, then it's still considered vertical. If it's less of an angle than that, it's considered horizontal. The discussion how you measure these 4 amas, if they're straight on the ground or at the diagonal, that is beyond the scope of the shear. One other point that the Rama brings, there's a leniency that says that 4x4 doesn't really mean 4x4. It means the 4 is the diagonal of a square which is 4x4, which comes out to 5 amas and 3/5 of an amma, 5.6 amas. So some say that that in order to be Shusha Yochid, it's not 4x4, but it's 5.6 by 5.6. Yeah, this is the most of the Achrayim disagree. How many Shayim disagree with this opinion? We'll see that sometimes this diagonal thing does come into measurement, but as far as determining this is Shusha Yochid,
One cannot rely on that leniency. Says Gimel Solim, Hamakim Rishus at Yovan, Hagabim Rishus at Yovan, Afila Enim Rechovim Alba. If the area is 4x4, then the top of the walls is also considered part of Rishus at Yovan. Before we had a discussion if it's in Star, now we're saying in case we don't need the Tzir, if you have a full 4x4 inside, then we say that the walls that make it into Rishus at Yovan, the top of the walls are also considered Rishus at Yovan, even though the wall is less than 4x4. If it would be 4x4, then it's like the mound. You don't need that. But here the Chiddush is that since it made it the area that enclosed into Rishus HaYochid, it also has a thin Rishus HaYochid. So you want to know what about a hole in the wall? That's this valley. Choyim Shev Koyfer Rishus HaYochid, Klap Rishus HaYochid, and Rishus HaYochid. If you have a hole in the wall that is surrounded by Rishus HaYochid, if it's open to the Rishus HaYochid, then that hole also has a status of the Rishus HaYochid. Mishra says, Masma, even if the hole is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, but since it's open to the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered subordinate to the Rishus HaYochid. Rambo says, and klapei chutz, the eidim oven klapei, if the hole is on the outside of the wall and it doesn't penetrate into the area of the Rishus HaYochid, then you don't know if you're going to Rafa. Then if the wall is 4x4 and it's more than 10 above the ground, then that area is the Rishus HaYochid, like a mound. Not in the wall, it could be in an independent area, which has a dimension of the Rishus HaYochid. But if it's only to the Rishus HaYochid, then like we said, even if it's below 10 tefachim, that's how you hold it, it's also considered Rishus HaYochid. It's a discussion whether we're trying to disagree with this. If it's less than 10 tefachim, even if it's only to Rishus HaYochid, the Rishon that say it's not considered just a Yochid in case where it's a hole that goes through and through to Rishus HaYochid.